if this doesn't sound like good news, then I'm not exactly sure that I understand what good news ought to sound like. The head of Adex Mining, Inc. says the development of his company's property in southern New Brunswick would cost about $200 million and sustain up to 500 jobs for 20 years. Errol Farr is the head of Adex, and he joins me on the phone. Errol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Absolutely the very best. As I said, if this isn't good news, I don't know what it sounds like.
We're very excited about what's to come in the next few years.
Okay, tell us all about it.
Well, Adex Mining has the Mount Pleasant mine site located between St. George and Fredericton.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning to develop it. It's got two zones of mineralization, one containing tinninium and zinc, and the second containing tungsten and molybdenum.
Okay, now let's slow down a bit. The first, I got the zinc part. What's the other one?
Tin.
Oh, tin.
Tin, the typical
tin can idea,
yeah. But it's not used for tin cans anymore.
Okay.
And indium.
Okay, what is indium?
Indium is a fairly soft metal, similar to zinc, but it's a key component in making flat panel displays, including televisions, computer screens, Blackberries, iPods, all that sort of electronic gadgetry is not possible without indium.
So I mean, then there has to be a huge market for that stuff.
Yes. Indium in general production is quite small relative to other metals, but it's an absolute critical component to our everyday lives these days.
Now, and what's the other one?
So we had tin.
Yeah.
Tin is used in soldering and electronics businesses. It's used in tin chemical businesses. Very high demand right now.
And it used to be used in tin cans.
Tin cans, and I think cats used to dance on a hot tin roof at one point.
I suppose. But there's another one that I've never been able to pronounce that I want you to run by me one more time.
Well, for all those that can't pronounce it, you short it to moly.
Moly.
But it's molybdenum.
Molybdenum. Molybdenum.
Yes.
Okay, and obviously it's a metal, but what's it used for?
Largely, it's a component in making steel.
Yeah.
When you alloy steel, you use moly. A lot of high-pressure, high-temperature type steel applications use molybdenum.
Now, this mine, is it an underground?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yep, exactly. It's what we want.
As opposed
to an open pit.
Yeah, I was going to say, as opposed to strip mining, which really isn't very pleasant.
That's correct.
So this mine is there now.
That's correct. BHP, who's in the news today in Saskatchewan, they owned it in the 80s.
Yep.
And developed it for tungsten.
Yep.
And ran an operation for a short period of time. We acquired it from Billiton in 1993.
Yep.
And have been working on the development of it ever since.
So, when you say working on the development since 1993, do you mean tinkering?
Largely back and forth. You have to ride the wave of the economy, and that in the mining business is up and down. So that is certainly a factor. Since 2007, we've been doing a lot of drilling, a lot of studying, a lot of metallurgical test work, and we now believe we have a process.
So the drilling is what, core samples to find out exactly what's there?
That's correct.
Yeah.
A lot of that information was already known, but was historic in nature, mm-hmm. and we had to bring it up to today's standards for drilling and reserve estimates,
mm-hmm.
and we actually have drills on the site right now.
Okay.
Doing some additional work.
Now, it said that the development will cost about $200 million. What does that? I thought the mine was already there.
Well, the infrastructure is already there. There are buildings. There's a permitted tailings pond. There's underground workings in the tungsten molybdenum zone.
Yeah.
But a lot of the equipment has been sold off over a number of years. So we have to drive a new ramp into the mountain for the North Zone. We have to build the processing equipment, and we also have to build a state-of-the-art hydromet extraction facility for producing indium metal and zinc metal.
Okay, I want to talk to you about something that you just mentioned, and that's the tailings pond.
Yes.
Can you have as bad a luck with this tailings pond as Syncrude is having with one of theirs?
No, I quite doubt that. I believe the Syncrude issues relate to water that's been contaminated with oil and thick with residue.
Yeah.
We have designed a wastewater treatment facility that would put very clean water into the tailings pond and out into the neighboring Hatch Brook.
Okay.
So we've spent a lot of work on the environmental side already.
So do you need any kind of an environmental impact study or any of that stuff done, or is that a fait accompli?
We've got a lot of baseline work done. Also, the fact that it is a brownfield site, it's already impacted with a mining operation, affects the environmental approvals we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to go through full environmental compliance and permitting with the Ministry of Natural Resources.
Okay, so if everything works, and of course this is a dumb question because nothing ever works the way you ever want it to. But if everything works the way you'd like it to,
yes,
and everything works in favor of ADEX mining, when might this work?
Well, we're doing our drilling program at the moment.
Yep.
That's in conjunction with a definitive feasibility study that should be completed in early summer. Following that, you get a production decision, which would be in the summertime next year, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
With that production decision, we go to construction, which takes approximately 1 year. So we anticipate having first production from the tin indium zinc side of the mine by 2012.
So this still has one more decision to be made before it actually becomes, I was going to say, an on-the-ground mine. I should say an in-the-ground mine. And that is, you have not yet made what you just referred to as a definitive production schedule.
That's correct. However, we've completed what's called a preliminary assessment. We did that last January in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That outlined the broad scope of our mining plan.
Mm-hmm.
That study has not materially changed since then.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the price of tin has gone pretty much doubled since January.
Well, and that has to be a plus.
That's exactly, and the price of indium has remained very strong. So we're highly confident that the feasibility study will prove what we already know.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be a small company, a medium company, or what?
Today we would consider ourselves to be a small company.
Okay, where does a small company get the kind of dough, like $200 million?
Well, we've searched high and low for the past year and a half for a strategic partner.
Mm-hmm.
We found one in Hong Kong, a company named Great Harvest. And we have an agreement with them to supply the first phase of capital, the capital necessary to put in the North Zone into production.
They will supply the capital.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then you've worked out a deal with them.
That's correct.
Okay, so the money is there if and when you need it.
That's correct.
And so you're talking about when did you say 13?
End of 2012, we will be in production.
Yep.
We will make the decision to go into production in about 8 to 10 months.
Yeah. Now, are these the jobs? Are they skilled jobs?
I think it's a mix of skilled and unskilled.
Yep.
But generally speaking, you would hire experienced mining crews and mining professionals.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good balance of skill that we would need for the project.
If, as it said, 500 jobs, would most of those 500 jobs, Errol, would they go to New Brunswickers?
I believe so. New Brunswick has a long history of mining.
Mm-hmm. There is a
significant skilled workforce in the province.
Mm-hmm.
There are, in fact, a number of workers that worked at Mount Pleasant in the 80s that are still around today.
Yep.
Which we could draw on, along with many of the skilled tradespeople in New Brunswick.
Okay, now when you get this stuff out of the ground, are you refining it there?
We plan on refining the zinc and indium into a zinc metal and in what's called an indium sponge, which is very close to being an indium metal.
Yep.
And that's not done anywhere else in the world.
Okay, now, once you've got this product, how do you get it from your mine to the world markets?
The indium production, surprisingly, 1 year's production fits in a 40-foot shipping container.
Oh, well, so that's not a big whoop.
Not a big whoop.
Yeah.
The zinc metal, they transport it in ingots. Not a big problem to transport these products around the world.
Trucks again?
Trucks, if it's going, say, to Asia or somewhere else, it would go on, you know, shipping out of St. John.
But it's not going to, that's not going to be a great job generator in the port.
I don't think, certainly on the indium side, tin and zinc would generate some, but not a big forestry operation we're not planning for high volume.
So if everything works again as you're hoping, this could work out to be a big deal.
I think so.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, sounds great to us.
Yes.
Let's hope it works.
I'm working really hard at it.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Errol Farr, president of ADEX Mining. And hey, how about that? It could be as much as could be, okay? Don't rush out and buy a new house, roughly $200 million and sustain as many as 500 jobs over 20 years. We'll come back.